It's called a Bola wrap, and it's going to remind you of something that Batman would use.
Well, the Bola wrap is it's a new device, and it's designed to restrain somebody using a rope or a cord.
That's Grand Chute Police Chief Greg Peterson. The point is to restrain and detain someone without having to use a taser or any force other than the Bola wrap.
So the device allows us to take people into custody who we need to detain without hopefully causing injury either to the person we have to detain or the officers.
While that sounds good and all, we decided not to take his word for it. We offered up our own Matt Z of WTAQ's Morning News with Matt and Earl to resist arrest in the parking garage of the Grand Chute Police Department.
Now, see, I've always had a fantasy to be treated like a supervillain, so I feel this will fulfill that fantasy for me today.
Certainly not one for cold feet. Mr. Z asked exactly how it works.
It sounds like a gun being discharged, but Matt, don't worry.
Yeah, wait. We're 100% sure this is a blank charge?
Truly a blank charge.
Okay.
So it sounds like a gun being discharged, but there's nothing that propels out of the device except this sword.
It's a simple enough process. The officer draws the Bola wrap, points it at the suspect, in our case, Matt Z, and shouts the words.
Bola, Bola, Bola.
And with that bang, he's wrapped, the rope whipped around his body with the force of a .38 caliber blank shell. So how's the experience?
Feels like almost you get whipped, and then it's very tightly wrapped. I feel fine.
Did it hurt?
No, but you definitely know something has hit you. But no, it wasn't like being tased or anything, I imagine.
But did Mr. Z get what he was looking for, that Batman supervillain experience? Does he feel like Mr. Freeze?
Yeah, I do. This was my dream, and it's fulfilled.
All kidding aside, this is a serious police tool. The department currently has 5 of the devices in their inventory and on the street.
We have 4 vehicles that are typically always on the road, and then the 5th device is in a supervisor car, so the odds are good that whenever something does happen where one is needed, it's going to be at the scene or close to the scene.
The device is going to be used in a way similar to that of a taser.
The Bola wrap I would envision more likely being used in a situation where, you know, we're more concerned about the person fleeing, maybe in a situation where the person is acting erratically and we're not as concerned about them intentionally being violent towards us or combative. They may be experiencing crisis and we can restrain them in a way that allows us to move up and take custody of them.
It's already been used, too. In fact, it was used the very first day they put it on the road to restrain a suspect. Amid controversy nationwide about the use of force by police, the Bola wrap very well might be just one way to ease the tension. In Grand Chute, Rob Sussman, WTAQ News.